now to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to those who demonstrate that the government of a country are like the crew of a great ship, and whose aim is to turn Whitehall into a veritable Marie Celeste. This week, our story opens not in Whitehall, but in the tiny village of Snedfield. Little knowing what fate has in store for them, Mr. and Mrs. Higgs are passing the time in the good old tradition of homemade family entertainment.
Clickety-click, 66.
What's that number? What'd you say?
Clickety-click, 66.
Well, let me see now. Bongo!
No, bingo! You never get it right.
Any rate, whatever it is, I've got it, and I've got the prize.
Here you are, madam. These fine china walls with a portrait of Edward the VII on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, now it's my turn, and you can call the numbers.
All right, Humbert. Here's the board.
Yeah, just a minute, just a minute. What prize are you offering?
This fine china vase with a portrait of Edward the VII on it.
Oh, it's always that. I'm fed up with this game.
Well, it'd be more fun if there weren't just the two of us. Did you hear a funny noise?
It was me, Lowell. Them prunes we had for breakfast. Oh, yeah, they keep on going round.
Oh, well, don't mean that. It was out the garden. Have a look out the window.
All right, Lowell, I'll look.
Can you see anything?
Well, there's Mrs. Parsons' washing hanging on the line. Cool. I never knew she wore them.
No, I mean, can you see anything unusual?
Yes. There's a great big thing in our garden.
What sort of a great big thing?
It's a great big metal thing, half as high as a house. It's all round and shiny. Yeah, blasted thing landed right on top of me runner beans, it has.
Oh, fancy that, dear.
It's got a little round door in the side of it.
What will they think of next?
Hello, there's a little green man coming out of it. Two little green men.
Oh, well, two's company, I always say. Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well then.
Kelly's eye, number one.
Number one? That's the door, isn't it? Yeah, I'll answer it. Yeah, I wonder who that can be at the door, isn't it? I wonder. Yes, what are you wanting?
Is that the vicar, dear?
No, I don't think so. Two little green men with funny clothes and little, whatnots.
What do they want, then?
I know, I can't understand a word they're saying.
Oh, I'd better come and have a look then. Oh, yes. Oh, they are a funny little green men.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's them. Just a minute. I've got a packet behind the door.
Hey, what are you on about then?
I have here a packet of new green sudsoil. I use it because it dissolves dirt and does the same for me hands. Now then, give me the £5.
They're pushing their way in there. I don't think they're from the sudsoil people at all. They're putting stuff.
You can't come in here. Oh, get out, I say. Humbert, yeah. Call the authorities.
Yeah, all right. Which authorities, me love?
Well, I don't know. The rent tribunal. Or Mr. Humphreys, what reads the gas meter. Call somebody. Look, they're going into my fire. Yeah,
come out of there.
Early Earlier today, a ministry spokesman said that reports of an unidentified flying object in the Snedfield area were due to weather balloons, unusual cloud formations, or an object flying through the air that had not yet been identified. He also said that the appropriate department would be looking into it, whatever it was.
Oh, why did you turn it off, Juan? I'm very interested in that sort of thing.
I'm sure you are, but we of the General Assistant Department have better things to do than sit around listening to the radio. Keep your mind on the problem at hand.
I'm sorry, Juan. Where were we? Oh, yes. A question of more houses.
Yeah. Can't see where you'd put them, anyway.
Well, for a start, I could build up on Mayfair and Park Lane.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I haven't got my £200 for passing go yet.
It was not your turn to. You just have to wait. Here we go, then.
Right. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect £200.
Oh, bother. What impertinence. Your turn, too, and give the dice a good shake.
Okay. Oh, dear. Hello, General Assistance Department. Richard Lamb shaking. Speaking.
Pitkin here.
Oh, yes.
Put Hamilton Jones.
I will. It's for you, one. It's a permanent under.
Hello, Sir Gregory. How do you do, Sir Gregory? Nice to hear from you.
Now, look here, look here.
Yes.
It's about this unidentified flying object in the Snedfield area.
Oh, that's nothing to worry about, Sir Gregory. Believe me. Just a weather balloon or perhaps an unusual cloud formation.
It's all a lot of nonsense. We issue that statement to put people's minds at rest.
Did you really issue that statement to put people's minds at rest? Some people believe anything they hear, won't they, Sir Gregory?
What do you know about flying saucers?
Well, I mean, Mrs. Hamilton Jones and I do have odd little disagreements from time to time.
This is no laughing matter.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. Of course, I'll do that too, Father. It's no laughing matter, too.
One of these flying saucers seems to have landed. Come down in the back garden, the house in Snedfield.
Oh, really?
Yes, damn things full of Martians or some such rough.
Martians?
Cats from Mars.
Oh, good Lord. Answer that.
Yes, the army's cordoned off the area.
What happened?
Somebody's got to go down and meet these creatures face to face.
Face to face? By Jove, that'll take a brave fellow. Someone who doesn't know the meaning of fear, won't it?
You can't spare one. You're going.
Oh, thank you very much. Why, beg your pardon? Oh, but Sir Gregory, I couldn't do that. I'm up to my eyes in this housing property.
Yes, well, never mind that. You and Lamb get down to Snedfield. Once, you hear? Sort this business out.
Well, very well, Sir Gregory.
And one more thing, Hamilton Jones.
What?
I want you to know that I shall always remember you with disgust.
Oh, goodbye. You are in a good mood. Thank you very much. Goodbye. That's the first time he's ever been nice to me on the end of the telephone conversation. I do appreciate it. Did you hear what he was talking about? Where were you? Were you on the extension? Where are you doing? Come out of the map cupboard.
Oh, I was just to the other way to Snedfield. It's due south, southeast.
Yes, I know where Snedfield is. It's due north.
Oh.
No good trying to reconnoitre. We've got to go there, interview these Martians or whatever they are. Martians, whatever they are.
Yeah, but I've read about them. They're walking vegetables, all purple, and they strike you dead by pointing a finger at you.
Nonsense. Come along, too. Now, don't be a coward. Do you want people to point the finger of scorn at you?
No, and I don't want those Martians pointing their nasty purple vegetable fingers at me either.
A brace up, too. We're nearly there. It's that book you're reading. Let me have a look. Captain Cleanjaw and the Invaders from Mars. Dear me.
You may scoff one, but it's as well to be prepared. I've already picked up a few pointers. Now, these Martians in this book, they're vegetable, like I told you.
Vegetable?
Captain Cleanjaw has found out that they can't stand boiling water, so he's building an enormous...
Nonsense, those fellows are probably nothing like that. You're filling your mind with rubbish.
But Captain Cleanjaw...
Oh, never mind, Captain Cleanjaw. Ah, here we are. Driver, better stop here by the barricade, if you'd be so kind, at the end of the road.
Oh, Sergeant Pickens, Birkenhead, not infantry.
Morning, Sergeant. Good morning. Hamilton Jones, GAD, and my colleague, Mr. Lamb.
We're supposed to go through and take a closer look at these chaps from Mars.
Yes, sir, I know. And may I say, sir, how much I admire your courage.
Hmm?
I wouldn't go in there, sir, not for a four-week pass in port side, sir.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
You wouldn't?
I've read about these Martians, sir. Huge walking vegetables, they are, sir.
They are?
All purple. Purple vegetables. And they strike you dead by pointing...
Yes, I've heard all about that. But have you, Sergeant, have you actually seen them?
No, sir. They're in that cottage. And we've orders to keep our distance.
I see. Well, someone has to go in there, Sergeant. Someone has to go in. We're proud to have the opportunity. We'll be the first to greet our Martian brothers and build a foundation for a firm and lasting friendship between our two planets, won't we? Won't we?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I think I'll borrow your Sten gun, if you don't mind.
Sorry, sir. Against regulations. Open up the barricades, man. Well, good luck, sir. And goodbye.
Look, I want to be... Goodbye. I don't like the sound of it at all, man. Don't you think I'd better stay at the barricade and just...
No, you shouldn't. This is the cottage, too. Knock on the door while I guard your rear from a surprise attack.
Heaven knows what ghastly apparition we're going to see now.
Oh,
no.
On the glass. Look, still in the front parlour. My umbrella is keeping them occupied.
See.
Just two of them, Louise.
See, yes. Tell me, what colour are they?
Colour? Oh, all green they are, sir.
Not purple?
No.
Well, that's something. Do they have fingers?
No, they got more like little paws.
There you are, so much for Captain Clean Jaw. Mm.
They're sort of cuddly little things, they are, really. Yes. Lovable, you might say, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, yes, well, then, I mean, come along, too, we'll go in.
They come just after breakfast,
they did, sir.
Yes, I would have offered them some of our prunes, but what with the pension being what it is, and the prunes being...
Yes, right,
I do. We always have prunes. On a Thursday. Yes, always. Well, it's today, you see, the travelling library comes to the village.
Oh, how exciting.
So we always have a good breakfast first.
Oh, yes. And tell me, where did you say these Martians are?
They're in the parlour, sir.
In the parlour.
Umbert is keeping them occupied.
21.
Good morning.
Oh, thank heavens, you've come at last, sir.
Yes, indeed, how do you do? And these are the Martians?
Yeah, that's right, sir. Ruthless they are.
Are they?
Oh, they are, yeah. They've already won that fine china vase with a portrait of Edward the Seventh.
Oh, I say, well, yeah, you leave this to me. Now then, men of Mars, white man, come in peace. I speak with no forked tongue or anything. Big White Chief sent me to parley with you, and Sir Gregory, that's the Big White Chief, he had many fire sticks. Oh, watch out. I can't understand a word you're saying. Damn it all. You come here. You might have to learn the language. Now, listen. You've just come from Mars, I believe. Yes, that's right. Did you obtain an entry permit for your ride? Valid passport, visa? And one of them? Oh, no good trying to bluster with me, my good man. No. Two. What on earth are you doing out there? Come in here. I can't make head or tail of what these Johnnies are saying.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Mrs. Higgs was telling me about the price of prunes.
Oh, yes. Oh,
my word, are these Martians? Quite small, really, aren't they? Oh, I see. Quite tall for your age. I'm sorry, I didn't realize, huh? No. Mr. Hamilton Jones is only doing his job. He's not a pompous old idiot.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, perhaps he does. I've never really thought of it like that.
Just a moment, too. Am I to take it that you understand what these chaps are saying?
Oh, yes, can't you?
Oh, I can't, no.
What a funny thing. I know they're not speaking English, of course, but somehow their meaning comes across to me quite clearly.
You must have some kind of sixth sense.
Oh, do you think so?
Well, yes, I suppose it makes up for the other five. Anyhow, would you ask them if this vehicle of theirs has passed its five-year test, and if it's taxed and insured?
They say they can understand you all right, and it isn't.
Oh, very well. Very sorry. I'll have no alternative but to impound the vehicle and place these two aliens under arrest for not having a license.
Oh, I say, one is a bit harsh.
Well, that'll do, too. We can't have these foreigners coming here and flouting regulations like this. Pompous idiot, indeed.
Excuse me,
oh,
big
I think
pardon,
she lives here,
sir,
lady.
Yes. But one of the soldiers has brought this field telephone.
Oh,
he said it's for you,
thank
sir.
Thank you very much. I love you. Hamilton Jones.
Who is it in here?
Yes. Oh, how clever
got
you are.
Got hold of these Martians yet, have
yes, well, I haven't exactly got hold of them, but I've got them here. I'm being quite firm with them, Sir Gregory. They've broken several little...
Never bites. Mind what they've broken. Pay for it.
What?
The PM's been on to me. He's very keen on these Martians. Yes, once and brought to London.
But, Sir Gregory...
No buts. Get them down here. Give them the VIP treatment. Throw them the sights while the Board of Trade sets everything up. It's vital for the economy.
It's vital for the economy. Right you are. They quite agree with you, yes. Now then, thank you. Gentlemen, I've decided to overlook these very minor infringements of the law. If you'd care to come along with me. Oh, yes, of course, bring the bars with you if you want to.
And he confirmed that a spaceship with two friendly visitors from the planet Mars had landed at Snedfield this afternoon. A series of trade talks with the Martian visitors are to be held in London. Immediately after the news broke, demands to be represented at these trade talks were received from the United States, France, West Germany, and Russia. Moscow radio claimed it was clear that only an error of navigation had prevented the spaceship from landing in the Soviet Union. While the London trade talks are being arranged, the Martians are being conducted on a goodwill tour by two government officials who will show them the British way of life. It is expected that they will be introduced.
Oh, well played, sir.
They want to know why people are banging their hands together.
Oh, yes. Well, you see, the batsman has just broken a record, gentlemen. The first man ever to receive 200 balls without scoring.
I'm afraid they haven't really got the hang of this.
Well, I'm sure that I've better explain it to them, haven't I? And would you like to know all about it? I'll explain it to you. You see, the first lot of chaps, and we call them Lot A, shall we? Well, Lot A come out and go in. And while Lot B try to get them out so that they can go in. And as soon as Lot B have got Lot A all out, then they all go in. And then they all come out and Lot B goes in and Lot A try to get them out. Terribly simple, really.
No, you'll have to wait till the end of the over.
Yes.
Ah, I see the bowler's changing his field. There's the bowler. He's got three short legs. Oh, your uncle's got five, has he? Well, I say, well, I don't think they really enjoy cricket.
Train's business. Well, perhaps we'd better move on. Now, this is down to impressive. Parliamentary government in action.
Yes, we were lucky to get seats in the Distinguished Visitors Gallery.
Well,
it's a very important debate.
Very. I understand the minister himself will be speaking.
So I believe.
Let us march forward into the future with our ear to the ground and stretch the hand of friendship across the export gap.
Resign! Resign!
Be quiet, Jeff Foley. What about?
Jones is boxing!
I'd like to ask the minister if he could give an assurance that these foreigners from above will not be entitled to free dental treatment under our national health scheme.
I'm very glad to take this opportunity to categorically deny these vile rumors. The Rolls Royce in question was a completely unsolicited gift and had no influence on my decision.
No, sir. No, that was yesterday.
Oh, yes.
We're talking today about the Martians.
Martians?
Martians.
Well, what Martians? Bless my soul, nobody tells me anything.
Resign! Resign!
Yes, it's Foxy!
What do they say?
They want to know who's betting.
And finally, gentlemen, I'm sure you find this most interesting. The cornerstone of the Englishman's way of life is club.
Oh, good day, Mr. Hamilton-Jones.
Ah, Plunkett, you've grown since I last saw you. I brought some guests to the club, yes, some distinguished visitors. Thank you, Plunkett, we'll be in the lounge.
No, the members aren't dead, just resting.
Yes.
I say, one, there's somebody waking up, over there by the window.
Ah, Brigadier, how are you, my dear Brigadier? I'd like you to meet some friends of mine.
Dad, little green men. I should never have had that last breath.
No, sir, undo that, Brigadier, undo that. Then meet me.
Young Rollo, isn't it? Yes, the new member.
Quite right, I've only been here 12 years, quite right.
Don't say then I won't have told you about the siege of Kabul, will I?
Oh, won't you?
Well, our left flank,
yes,
represented by this branded glass,
I see,
sir,
yes.
Was torn to ribbons by the enemy.
Yes, a thrilling story. You have actually mentioned it once or twice. But my number two here, he hasn't heard
it. But, well, I don't think...
Sit down, young fellow. Straighten your back. Yeah. Don't fidget. Yes, well, there we were. The 47th Lancers. That's the peanuts here, you see. Under heavy attack.
Assorted peanuts. Yes.
Exactly. Well, anyway, Kitchener said to me, we'll try a pincer movement.
Now, the new chap is coming along with me. I'll introduce you to some of my friends. Ah, Crumpton. How are things at the Admiralty, my dear fellow?
Oh, very busy. Yes, a big scheme afoot.
Really?
Yes. New wash basins in the cloakroom. What's your department doing these days?
My department? Under your hat arrangement, sir. So we're looking after some very important guests of the government. I'd like you to meet my friends here.
Ah, now these must be those Martian chappies.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I spotted right away that they weren't English.
Oh, you are. Right. I can't say any more. Security.
Security, yes. Quite so, yes. The trade treaty talks, I suppose.
That's right. Pretty well said.
Trade.
Oh, yes. It talks about precisely. I thought I was deaf for a moment.
Yes.
Well, we must be off. Conference will be starting soon. Yes. I just pick up Lamb. He's over there with the brigadier.
And you see, this orange here is the enemy satellite that's threatening the world. But here is Captain Fijor attacks in his super rocket. That's this typical, you see. And then in chapter two...
Come along, too. We must get back to the office.
Oh, thank heavens you've come, Hamilton Jones. I've never met such a bore in my life.
Welcome to our office, gentlemen. Now, what about a little drink?
Yes, Mr. Hammond, Jones?
Ah, Mildred, come and unlock the drinks cupboard, would you? We have our Martian friends with us.
Oh, right away, sir. Oh, I've been dying to see what they look like.
Splendid, thank you, Mildred. Now, gentlemen, we have a little refreshment, then go into the trade conference. Only on the next floor. One thing puzzles me. How is it you fellows can understand English?
Oh, I see. It seems they've been picking up BBC radio programs on Mars.
BBC programs?
Yeah.
Fancy that. What sorts of programs? Oh, yes, the Dales. Very popular here, too.
They look like... they cut me.
No, you can't. This is a respectable office.
Look at his little tufty tummy.
Now control yourself, gentlemen. Mildred, I'm afraid you've got them rather interested.
Oh, saucy things. Well, I'll set the drinks up, sir.
Please don't upset yourself. You'll take a little whiskey, won't you?
Anyway, we'll be going into the trade conference in a minute, and after all, that's what you really came for, isn't it? Oh, it isn't?
What do you mean it isn't? It must be.
We've got representatives here from lots of countries, all wanting to fix up interplanetary trade agreements.
Yes, all this stuff about imports and exports, very important. All looking forward to the day when everyone exports a tremendous amount and nobody imports anything.
Oh, dear. You know, it seems they're not interested in trade at all.
Not interested? But, Professor, why do they come here?
Would you believe it? Apparently, they came here to meet a famous wise man.
Wise man?
They can't pronounce his name, but his radio broadcasts are enormously popular in Mars.
Well, never mind that. The conference is waiting downstairs.
They say they refuse to take part.
Refuse? But good heavens, you've got the agenda all drawn up. What are we going to do with it?
What a rude Martian.
I'm sorry.
I can only repeat that at the moment the Martian delegates refuse to attend the conference.
Oh, boy, this is some trick to keep the Martian market for yourself.
Do not try to bluff. You're planning to bring Mars under the Imperial's yoke.
You are trying to prevent Mars from trading with France. We are prepared immediately to sell them plastic models of the Apple Tower, Brigitte Bardot films, artistic postcards.
I am authorized to send these Martians 500,000 bottles of Whammy Cola.
Ah, decadent rubbish. What Mars needs is a visit from the Soviet women's male voice choir.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please.
You are planning to flood Mars with your own goods.
Certainly not. True, we had high hopes of a large Martian order for our changing of the guard tea towels, but we maintain there's room for all of us.
Then let us meet the Martians.
Yeah, what are you guys trying to pull?
I keep telling you the Martians have refused to trade with anybody, but my colleague is at this moment doing his utmost to soften their attitude. Ah, there you are, too.
Yes, well, I've done all I can to persuade these Martians to play ball. I've even got them through 2 bottles of scotch.
A couple of bottles of scotch, that should have done the trick.
Well, I'm afraid not.
Means they still won't attend the conference?
Well, I've got them as far as the next room, but, well, you'd better see for yourself. You see, I'm afraid there won't be any conference today.
I warn you, the peace-loving Soviet people cannot stand by and watch their Martian comrades exploited by capitalist reactionaries.
Oh, hold it, Ivan. Hands off Mars.
The war-mongering Western hyenas will not stop our march to peace. Anyway, our bombs are bigger than your bombs.
Now, please don't bang your shoe on the table. The cleaning woman gets very easily upset.
Hello. I have heard enough.
I've got plenty more shoes to find.
Rumors of a complete breakdown in the trade talks with the Martian visitors continue to circulate. The Russian delegate refused to comment as he walked out of the conference room, white with rage and wearing no shoes. A spokesman for the United States government has denied that the presence of the 7th Fleet in the Thames estuary has anything to do with the breakdown of the talks. It is, he said, a routine goodwill visit to Canvey Island.
Yes, well, I think we've heard enough of that.
The Martians wanted the radio left on.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What?
They were hoping to hear this chap they came to meet.
Oh, of course. We'll take the thing into the outer office better out there. I don't mind telling you two, I'm worried. The trade conference collapsed. Everyone's getting hot out of the collar. All it needs now. Hello?
Pitkin here.
Oh, good heavens, that's all it did need. Yes, hello. Oh, Sir Gregory, how nice.
Now, what the blue blazes do you think you're playing at?
Yes, blue blazes, you've got
you realize we've got half the United Nations in our throats?
Only half.
That's enough. Yes. Thanks to your bungling, this treaty business.
Oh, just a minute, sir.
They think we're trying to hug the Martian market.
But they didn't come here for the
trade. There's only one hope.
Yes.
If only we can persuade these creatures to go back to Mars. Well, perhaps things will settle down.
Yes, that's it. I tell you what I'll do. I'll send them off with a flea in their ear. That's a good thing to do, isn't it? No landing permit. They've got no visas.
No, aren't you satisfied, man? You want war with Mars as well? Get rid of the Martians, but do it tactfully. You hear, man?
Yes.
Tactfully.
Yes, I hear. Thank you very much, Sir Gary. Goodbye. Goodbye.
The Martians have just heard that chap on the radio. They're all excited out there,
yes,
they
of course,
are.
Of course, that's it. The fellow they came to meet. If we can arrange it, then they'll go back home again. That's the idea. Who is he?
Well, I don't know what his name is, but they say he's some sort of traveller, philanthropist and philosopher.
Well, who can it be? Look it up in the Radio Times.
Yes, all right. Yes, I only hope he's not one of these solitary chaps who hates me. Yes. Ah, here we are. Good heavens, look, he can't be.
Let me have a look. Of course I should have known. I'll get in touch with him right away.
Ah, well, that's that. Thank goodness they're finally going.
Yes, now that they've met their idol, they can't wait to get back to Mars to tell all their friends. I understand they'll be leaving in about an hour.
Oh, what a shame. I especially like the one who carries that vase round all the time.
Yes, bad luck, Hilary, but there you are. Seems the world isn't ready for them yet. Everyone will stop squabbling once they've gone.
Well, I must say goodbye. Where are they now?
They're only next door, recording a personal message from their hero to the people of Mars.
It is rather sweet, isn't it? If we open the door for us, we'll be able to get it.
Yes. Ooh, he's just about to speak. This is what they came all this way to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen of Mars, how do? How are you?